It is Alison with you on Phantom 105.2. 51052 is the text number. And we can all agree that trying to get a job is getting more and more difficult in recent years. And there is fierce competition for any vacancy, but there is always an increasing trend of those taking a more innovative way and trying to get themselves noticed for a potential job. And joining me now is Liam Horn, who is a part of... Oh, Liam, you're going to have to help me with this.
I have to say it for you again, Alison. SleeNuaCareers.com. It means new way or new path in our native tongue.
SleeNua.
And we have offices in Mayo, Galway and Dublin City.
Excellent. Liam, thanks very much for joining us. And there's a big article, of course, we saw it today earlier on the journal.ie, and there's an article about David Wogan in the States and how he was trying to get a job as well. But can you tell us what kind of innovative things people are doing in order to get noticed?
Well, we've all seen that, you know, that billboard ad of save me from immigration, get Paddy a job.
Yes.
That's been one, and that's probably maybe a little bit beyond the comfort zone for some people, and there's too much out there. But even below that, at a level, at a more kind of... below the line level, people are building little websites that highlight their skills, that pulls together maybe their thesis from college, their CV, has their Twitter feed, their LinkedIn profile, and maybe some blogging on the area they're interested in. I can refer you to a site called HughesDarren.com,
okay,
which is Darren Hughes in reverse. And he's a renewable energy graduate who has built his own site as a vehicle for him to put up the things I've just mentioned there. And he's kind of typical of this new wave of people we're dealing with in our offices, of people who are looking for ways of getting noticed. So when they send out, we'll say, a CV to the employer, that there's something more there as well, so that they're the one from the pack of 100 CVs that gets noticed. And having a website which showcases your interests and your abilities and your skills is what's becoming more and more common. So, in the technological revolution we have lived through, there are so many platforms available for people to deploy now that it's really how you use them in a job-seeking sense that's so important.
So much of it is online now. In fact, most of it is, isn't it, Liam?
Yes, but even at the story we're referring to in the journal.ie today, the story of David Wogan combines both in that he actually physically went to the offices of HubSpot, who are a major marketing company in Boston, and they're internationally famous. He actually physically went to their building and took a photograph of himself outside there, down on bended knee with one question for them, and he even had a jeweler's box. Obviously, we know where this is going, kind of thing. he had a jeweler's box, and, will you hire me as opposed to will you marry me was his question. And in fact, and then he made a YouTube video from the stills photographs of that day. He held various signs at well-known landmarks in the city, and the video was noticed by HubSpot, and he hasn't got a job there yet, but he has got behind the defences. He's met the two people he calls his heroes in marketing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they've already spoken to him about possibly working for them in Ireland if they set up here. They're talking about setting up something in Ireland in New Year, possibly. And also, he has an issue, unfortunately, with his American visa in that American companies seem not to be sponsoring as many non-Americans as previously. But as a strategy to get himself noticed ahead of the hundreds of thousands of other marketing graduates who'd like to get noticed by HubSpot, he has done very, very well. And it's very strategic. He's a specialist in what's known as inbound marketing. So in many ways, he puts it out there in the hope that the employer will see him, which is the embodiment of the very kind of marketing he's talking about. So I think it's a particularly good example. And I have no doubt in the world it's going to work for him. He hasn't got the job yet, but he will get a job in his area because he's proven that he can market and he's become his own marketing billboard, so to speak.
And he had a T-shirt printed with Hire Me and loads of contact information as well.
He had, and he had one of those it's QR codes as well, too.
Yeah.
Is it QR or OR they're called, in fact? I'm a techie. I can never remember which it is. So that linked to his website. He built a website as well. The YouTube video, his LinkedIn as well reflects it. So, what he's doing is controlling what people know of him.
Yeah.
And that it's not just a random thing. And we are working with more and more clients who realize that a regular thing clients say to us now is, okay, you give us a CV and it'll be a very good CV, hopefully, but it's still only a CV. What else can I do as a job seeker to get noticed by the potential employer? And that's where the idea of having what the Americans are now calling, have been calling for years, a personal brand, which your own website, maybe a video of you talking, maybe a video of you being interviewed by somebody talking about your chosen career and what you can bring to a company, some photography perhaps, Twitter feed, Audio Boo, all these wonderful platforms that you can deploy for yourself.
To help, yeah. Liam, as well, are there some sectors that you think that more innovative methods work best in?
Yeah, that's a very good question. So in some sectors, you know, for example, marketing, public relations, sales, all of that would reward the kind of brash approach, we'll say, that Fela McInamara had or David Wogan had here. Other sectors might be slightly more staid, might be more less tolerant of something quite as out there as that. But you can tailor it in a number of ways. First of all, you can devise a campaign that isn't quite as out there, isn't quite as creative or as zany. And secondly, you can control who sees it, because through the use of password protection of your website or link password protection effectively of your YouTube account, you can ensure that it doesn't go beyond those you want to see it. So if there, for example, is an employer you want to see this, you can send them a link exactly to what you want them to see, and the general public at large and all your friends down the pub on a Friday night need not be slagging you over it. So every situation, every client we deal with is different, and there's a nuance to every career, and that's a lot of what we do. First of all, is getting to understand the career that the person is going for, and secondly, the level of public exposure or discomfort or whatever that each person is comfortable with, because there's no point setting somebody up to do something very creative and very public if they're actually quite private by nature. So it has to suit yourself.
And Liam, as well, I suppose, are there any techniques that you definitely wouldn't recommend?
Well, I suppose thousands. You know, I think one of the sort of developments of the modern era is the need to put information out there, but not to force it on people. So it's there if they want to see it. You flash it in front of them. There's an American sales writer called Frank Rombauskas who talks about this whole thing of leaving your information in front of people so that when they want to access it, it's there.
Yeah.
So just because you've created a YouTube video doesn't mean the whole world wants to see it. So you need to be sure that you only show it to the people who need to see it at the right time. And at the time you show it to them, that they're interested in seeing it, that they're in recruitment mode, or it's enough fun that they would, you know, take it in the spirit that's intended. So don't harass people. Even if you've done something very well, try still to be kind of strategic in how you use it, and don't become a nuisance. But I would be much more interested, and it's something we're promoting more and more with our clients, is to take the handbrakes off a little bit. I think people are quite safe about their job searching, and I don't think that's a good idea. I think where we're at now, with the way the world has gone with communication, it is the era of innovative job searching, and within our business we noticed a big move towards that in the last year or so, and I think that's going to be more and more of that. It's very exciting as well, and you know, David Wogan's campaign, he does it with a smile on his face.
Yeah.
You know, we needn't all be long-faced because of our economic downturn.
No, absolutely. And I suppose, finally, just you've touched on it a couple of times, but, like, you do develop a career campaign for someone.
Yes, we do. We do career campaigns. We help them build websites. We can help them with advising on the YouTube video they might make. A thing we're doing more and more of is interviewing people for the job that they're going for and putting that up on a YouTube for them. And the idea there is that you do the interview before you do the interview so that you can show the employer, look, this is what I look like, this is what I might say in a job interview. And that's possibly something that would step above the CV that everybody else is sending in. So we work with people. Each one is very individual. Each one is to the person involved, but by and large, people who inquire to do something like this are already in the mood for doing something. It's very interesting work, I must say, in terms of where the market is going to, so to speak. It's fascinating work, because you really are getting in close with people then and trying to devise a strategy that suits them and them only.
It does sound very, very exciting. Liam Horan, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much. As I said, people can contact us on our website, sleenewackcareers.com. And I know you're Dublin-based, so if I could just give our Dublin number.
Yes, yeah.
Elizabeth Hutchison runs our Dublin office. She's on 01-667-3189.
3189. Excellent. Thanks very much, Liam.
Thank you, Alison.